my friends, guys, and welcome, guys, to episode number 63 of The Pulse. I'm your host. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm back here with you finally, guys. God bless you so much, man. It's a Tuesday, and it is the, it is the 10th of Av on the Hebrew calendar, and it is, what, the 13th of August is today, August the 13th? Wow, guys. Guys, I want to welcome you here to a very special episode that includes a trip today to Belize. I'm going to be taking y'all to the nation of Belize with me. We're going to be back behind the veil with Pastor Daryl Knight. He's going to be joining me. And then, guys, in between that time, guys, we're going to be talking a few things like, I don't know, angels, demons, and Nephilim. We're going to be talking about the plight of Israel and the seven different attacks that are coming against the nation of Israel, the responsibility of the body of King Jesus to step up and to stand with Israel. And we're also going to be looking at some prophetic themes that is in the midst of that. Guys, I want to ask you guys to join me and to become a media missionary and be sure and sign the deal, push this button, smash the thing, do the thing. I don't know. Some say tomato. I say tamayo. Miss Rebecca is here today. What are they supposed to be doing? How are you, Ladybug?
I'm doing great. It's an awesome day.
You've been a part of a lot of Next Level meetings with us today. I just got out of my pastoral meeting with all my pastors. And then before that, we had our Pulse meeting. And then before that, I had our big leadership meeting and all those different kinds of things. And you actually saw the pictures of some of the kids that we just rescued.
Yes, sir.
And you also saw some pictures of some kids that we have not yet rescued.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just started crying. And it reminds me that what we're going through is not as bad, it's not even close to what is happening to other children, other women, other men. And it makes me put my big girl pants on and not be a complainer and stand firm. That's how I, because going in there, I was just thinking about something. I mean, you know what? Can't be that way. And seeing that God just turned it around, like, we need to stand up. We need to take a fight. And not hold back.
It's a good thing you corrected yourself because I'm not putting up with any more bad moods today. I want both of you to know that.
It's a way of the Holy Spirit to redirect you and put your eyes on Jesus. And you know what? Those pictures broke my heart, Pastor Troy. I just can't.
I mean, we literally see pictures of kids in cages. We see pictures of kids of girls in chains, literal chains. We see all kinds of stuff. And I mean, we see that every single day, man, when we see these things and as they come across our desk, we have to be determined. You know what? I'm going to consecrate myself and I'm going to step up. That's exactly
Set
what I was talking.
Consecrate. Yeah.
I was actually talking to all of our pastors down there talking about the power of consecration, which I'm going to be speaking on on Wednesday night. And, you know, I mean, there's this whole thing of consecration at every single level that God Almighty, he's like, okay, I'm bringing you into a whole new place of the promise.
Amen.
And like, as soon as they went over into the promised land, he said, hey, we got to deal with something. But for 40 years, this thing has not been taken care of. And now it's going to be exposed. And now it's got to be taken care of.
I think there is such a big, we need to be set apart and be holy.
We do,
aim
man.
For that. Like, that is what it is. That's the only way.
We do. Well, help me welcome everybody.
Yeah, so everybody,
what they need.
Welcome to ODX. We want to say some shout outs to people from Florida, Pensacola, Wendell. We have Aaron. We have Reese from California.
Kathy over there.
Yeah, Kathy.
Big town, Springtown, Texas. Nova Scotia, Canada is here in the house.
Yeah, Springtown.
I've already seen Uganda is in the house. I have already seen Argentina is in the house.
Pennsylvania.
I have, there you go, man.
Yeah,
and I can see there's a whole bunch of people in here. Guys, thank you so much for letting us know where it is that you're watching
from. Yeah, so comment where you're at, where you're watching us from. Give a shout out to Pastor Troy, to Connie. So happy to have her here. And share and comment. And honestly, by you, we're not just saying comment and click. You are making a difference by liking and sharing. And when you ring that bell, you are making a difference through social media. It is such a powerful. We have the keys here.
Okay, man. Listen, I want to reach as many people as I can.
Amen.
And I also want other people, man, to take up this cause. I'm going to tell you, I want to introduce somebody that's here on the front lines with me, Miss Connie. How are you, Miss Connie Jenkins?
I'm doing good.
It's good to see you today. Welcome back to being on camera.
Yeah.
I know it's not your favorite thing in the whole world, but man, you're definitely one of our favorites, mm-hmm. man, to have you on here today. So what are you supposed to be telling everybody?
I'm just reminding everyone to check out ODX so that you stay up to date with mm-hmm. the recent uploads. And I will also, it's a little bit early, but I'm going to go ahead and remind everyone that you're going to be having a show air on August. Oh, well, it's August 9th has passed. So you've already been on your show with the Jim Baker has already posted. And I actually saw it on ODX today.
Okay, so Sarah.
You have several episodes with Mundo, and it was just really cool.
I missed it. I didn't see it on August 9th. So I'm going to have to go to ODX.TV and watch
it. It's up there.
It's our one-stop shop, guys. And listen, it's so hard to keep up with us. Man, we're trying really hard to make it a lot easier and upload everything onto ODX. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some other things that's going to happen. Like today at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time today, I am going to be doing another exclusive question and answer session with our third stage partners.
Yeah,
third
so at stage. 6 p.m., you'll be talking about part three of the Angels, Demons, and Nephilim.
Okay, wow. And listen, we got all kinds of blurry stuff to talk about. And then, gosh, speaking of blurry, somebody that we've heard on Blurry Creatures over and over and over again is going to be with us tomorrow. Who is that?
Yes, it's going to be Mr. Ali Siadatin.
Okay, so he's going to be with us tomorrow.
Right, and it's so cool because he was, you know, we had scheduled him a while ago, and it's tomorrow, and it's right in the midst of the whole Israel and Iran war, really, that's going on. And he's an Iranian believer, and he has a wonderful, amazing prophetic word talking about Iran, talking about Israel and what's going on. So super excited to get to hear from him tomorrow about it. But you can also go to his YouTube channel and check out. He's posted a couple of things talking about it. So if you want to get ready and excited for tomorrow's exclusive with the Pulse Show, then you can go check out Ali on his YouTube channel and see what he's talking about.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to do that because, I mean, I got to get all brushed up before he gets on.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, gosh, you know, I can always tell men when I do an interview if they have ever actually read my book or not, you know, and I can always tell. And so I don't ever want to lie and say I've read somebody's book or, hey, I watched your last couple of videos. Mm-hmm. So it's good, man, just to cram before you interview somebody.
Yeah.
And that's really good. But hey, before we get off into talking about Israel and talking about 9/11, talking about the 9th of Ab, talking about those things, and then later talking with Pastor Daryl Knight behind the veil about some secret scroll stuff that we don't want to make public. This is private and it's exclusive for everybody on ODX.TV.
Yes, sir.
And anyway, man, before I get to all that, what a great weekend we had. Mm. Incredible weekend. We actually fed over 2,500 people, actually 3,500 people.
I think I have the numbers, but yes.
Yeah. And it's like, and we did that on Sunday. We gave away like 140,000 pounds of food, some crazy thing. Mm-hmm. And there were several other outreaches involved as well. And we had 17 salvations on Saturday. And then the prison team had 4 salvations on Saturday as well. I was up in downtown Fort Worth out at the, what was that place I was at?
The Fort Worth Convention Center at the Hunters Extravaganza.
Yeah, that's right. The Trophy Hunters. Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza. And we did that. And we had a Redemption Ranch booth that was set up there. And that was
so
really
cool.
Good.
Y'all,
it was.
They did an amazing job.
I got to meet so many people, man, that love us, people that listen to me on the radio, people that follow us. I got to meet a bunch of ODX partners.
Oh, yeah.
Out there
that
and
is
came
awesome.
From out of town and came by there to see me. And people brought books, and it was fun stuff. And got to pray with a bunch of people, and that was really good. And then, we had a team that was in Belize. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, our team rescued a ton of people, and then they met all of our rescued kids, and then they met all of our rescuers. And then, now, man, we're gearing up for this coming Thursday. I will be in Acuna, Mexico, visiting 6 kids that we rescued last week.
Wow.
And they're brand new rescued kids. Amen. And I'm just going to go fly down there for a day and then fly right back. And then the next week we'll be in Mexico City, and we'll be there for 4 or 5 days at all of our rescue centers there. And also at our drug rehab, and also at our brand new medical clinic that is there. And then from there, I'm going to fly over to Cancun and visit our brand new house that is already completely full.
Wow.
Like, wowzers.
Go.
Like, let's go. So we got a lot going on, man.
Yeah. And also our youth returned from Camp Eagle, and there was 70 BAP baptisms.
Oh my gosh.
At youth camp.
Come on.
The pick you, yeah. That's sweet. That's awesome. I miss youth camp.
Man, yeah. So we actually, they actually did 70 baptisms. Mm-hmm. They had a whole bunch of salvations. Amen. We had like 140 people went, which was crazy.
Yeah, we had 140 of our, and there was other youth there too. That was awesome.
I mean, man, that's a big open door crowd. Mm-hmm. And then this coming Wednesday night, we're having a baptism service at Open Door, right? And I'm preaching on Wednesday night. I'm going to talk about consecration and the power of consecration. It's a huge word that God has given me recently. I've just been hearing consecration. Consecrate yourself. That means, man, it literally means buckle your seatbelt. Mm-hmm. It means get very intentional about this next place, man, that you're entering into. And
I found that that's like a thing that's happening across the body of Christ. I think it is. People that have an ear to hear are hearing the Lord say, look, it's time to get a lot more intentional and get consecrated.
He's been talking to me about that too. So I love how Pastor Troy just brings that out and just pours it all.
Well, it's what I'm hearing, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're all hearing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, look, you can mess around with this, mess around with that, and really be not take this stuff serious and that, those things serious. I'll tell you what, ladies, you know, I'm just going to tell you. And because I'm going to preach this on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Do you know that whenever the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they got consecrated to Passover, they'd never done a Passover before, and they got consecrated to that. Then they got thrown out. Then the Lord showed up, and they had to get consecrated again, and they crossed over into, they went through the Red Sea, which was amazing. And then they get over there, and then they get ready to go into the promised land. They will not get intentional. They will not get consecrated to that. Mm. And God Almighty himself has to show up and say, no, I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. You're not going to tell me how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. And that's always what happens when you resist being consecrated, when God gets ready to move you into the promised land. I want to tell you, God Almighty, he'll show up and say, okay, well then, you want to say, Jesus, take the wheel? I'm going to take the wheel.
Right.
And you're not going to like where I drive you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm driving deeper into the wilderness. I'm driving you straight to Og, into Bashan. Mm-hmm. And you guys will become giant killers. And you have no choice. But you're not going to receive the promises. Mm. Right? Which is crazy.
Wow.
And then from there, 40 years later, he says, okay, well, we're about to go over into the promised land now. Mm-hmm. Now, know this. There's two baptisms.
Okay,
there is the baptism, there's the baptism of the Red Sea, and then there's the baptism of the Jordan River. It also important. So by the way, I just want to tell you guys, there's two baptisms.
Wow. What is it? The baptism by water and the baptism by the Spirit?
Yeah. So you need to know there's a baptism of salvation where the Holy Spirit comes into your life and actually makes you saved. But then there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost, right? Yeah. There's two baptisms. And so one is the Red Sea. The other one is the Jordan. And let me tell you about the difference between the Red Sea and the Jordan. The Jordan is a river. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's awesome. Okay. Like the river that comes from the throne.
That's exactly right. And they had to enter in all the way up to their belly buttons. Okay. Well, it's a river flowing from your belly.
Mm. Whoa.
Wow.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is
my gosh. I'm thinking it's like Ezekiel walking out into the river. That's awesome.
Preach it. Anyway. Yes. Anyway, so there's two different baptisms, and then they enter into the promised land. Mm-hmm. But then there was this issue. They get over into Gilgal, and they get to that place, and Brother Joshua calls a men's meeting. Mm-hmm. And he says, hey, guys, let's all get together. I'd like to talk to all the men folk here. And then this is what he tells them. He says, see, the Lord had commanded us to have circumcision on the eighth day for all the men. And we dropped the ball on that 40 years ago. And now we're going to say that thing that we have not dealt with for 40 years, we're dealing with it today and start sharpening a knife. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Right. Like, wait, what?
Wait. This is not even our fault, because that's our father's faults before us. Mm-hmm. Wow. They were supposed to obey the Lord on the eighth day when it was easy. And now we're all 40-year-old dudes and say, what? Like, see, when you get ready to go into the promised land, he'll deal with stuff that was from 40 years back.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what? Now that you said that, Moses did the exact same thing.
Yes, he did. See, they got a new mindset once they got over into the wilderness. And said, we don't got to do this anymore. And God's like, okay. And but here's the deal, and this is the deal. If you don't deal with it when you're supposed to, because so you get ready, and he'll say, "Okay, it's time for y'all to be consecrated now. It's time for that."
Yeah.
And then he'll say, "If you haven't dealt with this thing in the past 40 years, we're going to deal with it today, and it's really going to hurt, and you ain't going to like it at all."
That's so good. Mm-hmm.
And then they go, over into AI, and while they're over into AI, which is a very interesting name. But they go over into AI, and whenever they get there, they get their hat handed to them, because after they left Jericho, Achan had he said this, "Okay, now that we're going into Jericho, consecrate yourselves. It all belongs to God. Mm-hmm. All the spoils, all the gold, all the clothes, all the stuff. I want you to give 100% of that to me and do not mess with it." And then from there they left and they got over to AI, and they got beat up. And then they said, "What happened? And why, Lord, I thought that you were going to protect me." He said, "No, you left me. You were not consecrated." Mm. So he had to reteach them consecration again after Jericho. And he's like, "You don't understand. I'm not playing with you and putting up with you the way that I put up with you in the wilderness. I allowed you to grumble and to complain and to do, and I'm not doing it." Mm-hmm. And then whenever they get to Brother Achan, they said, and this is an interesting thing. He says, "I want you guys to pick straws. And I want you to draw lots." And it's going to fall down on the last person.
Yeah.
And imagine Achan sitting here going, "There's no way that's going to happen." Yeah, and wow. I mean, out of 1.5 million people here, "Hey man, there's no way I'm going to hit the lotto." And boom, he hits the lotto. Mm-hmm. And then Joshua just says, "What did you do?" And he says, "Well, I just kept some, you know, I kept some. I got away with that in the wilderness." And then he says, "It's going to cost you, and it's going to cost your whole house." And it is horrible what happened to him.
Yes.
This is the deal. Whenever God Almighty tells us to get consecrated and moves us into the promised land,
Lord,
I want to tell you, when you refuse to get consecrated, the collateral damage is huge. Mm. And it is a really, really big deal. Man, you march that over into the New Testament, and man, there is this huge sellout that has taken place. And God Almighty says, "All right, well, let's get consecrated. Let's go. Let's go." Man, they loved each other so much, and they were so into what the Holy Spirit was doing. People were selling property. They were selling stuff, and they were giving away everything. And they're like, "We're totally consecrated. We're 100% sold out." Because that's what consecration is, is it's get sold out in a whole new way. Mm-hmm. And then Ananias and Sapphira, they sold a piece of property, let's say for $1 million. And what they did was they announced that they had sold it actually for $500,000 because they wanted to keep $500,000 of it. And then they wanted to give the church, and they wanted to be a part of the cool club that was giving away everything. But they didn't want to actually do the stuff. It's like a lot of people that say that they fight sexual trafficking. Mm-hmm. Where?
Don't actually pay the price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where? Where are they?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. It's cool that you're aware of it, and it's cool that you're out there with a microphone and you're doing lots of selfies, but show me the kids. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And then show me how you're still raising them 20 and 30 years later. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Do the kingdom stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Brother Peter, man, who was not in a good mood anymore, just said, "You know what? I heard what you did, man. I heard what you did." And the deal is, you lied. And here's the deal. Mm. You did not. Nobody made you say that you were sold out. Nobody made you sell out your entire place. Mm-hmm. Nobody. That was within your control. Mm-hmm. But here's what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to halfway do it at this consecrated point and tell everybody that you did it all the way. Mm. And the brother keels over dead, drops dead. That's in Jesus. Church. That's Poor in church, Jesus. And that is in the New Testament. And then his wife comes in, and I want to tell you, Brother Peter's a different kind of pastor than I am. Because if it was Troy Brewer pastoring, I'd say, "Honey, listen, I've got some bad news. And you really need to pass this test." And I would want to set her up, and I wouldn't want her to fail. You know, right. I'd be like, "Hey, look, we know what happened." And that's not what Peter did. Peter said, "Hey, how much did you sell your thing for?" And he knows that she's in covenant with her husband. Mm-hmm. And they agreed, "Hey, we'll tell everybody we sold it for $500,000. And then he says, "No, ma'am. And the same people that just carried your dead husband out are about to carry you out." And she drops over dead. And you're like, Jesus. Dude, I want to tell you, that is New Testament church where people lie and say that they're sold out when they are not sold out, and they killed over dead. Okay, well, what's changed? Because there's all kinds of sinners, and there's all kinds of examples of, you know, really ungodly people that the Lord has mercy on. What's changed? The level of consecration.
Wow.
That's what's changed. And like, why do you have to be constant? Why is it so hardcore? Because the promise is such a big deal. And there's so much riding upon you making it into the promise. And if you're going to foul it up for everybody else, he'll just take you out. Oh,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
It does make sense. See, because I don't think, and I know that people can argue with me on this, but I don't think that Ananias and Sapphira went to hell.
No,
I just think that they weren't allowed to step into the next promise.
Right.
Wow.
Like, you're done. Like, wow. I think they loved the Lord. I think they were part of the church. Mm-hmm. I think that they were saved. I think they were redeemed. And I think that they stepped into a place where you weren't allowed to play and they still wanted to play. Hey, man, I'm going to get up there and we're going to move into the promised land. But I, you know, nobody's ever minded. I've been addicted to porno. God still blessed me. Everything was cool. You can't go, guys, you can't do that. You can't go into a place, man, where you're real flirty with other women and you sexually have all kinds of issues and say, but I've always been blessed. God's always helped me and it's all been good. And then step into this new place. It ain't going to work. And that's why there's been so much exposure that has been taking place this last year. Not because all of a sudden God has turned mean and not because these great men of God are not men of God. It's this. They're not that. Again, God will show up and say, we're going to deal with something from 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It's rough. Yeah. It's good, it's rough, but it's rough.
Yeah. It's rough, 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 rough. And it's very serious. It's very serious. I don't know if any of you cats have been to Maui, but there's this road in Maui that I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now, you got to survive that road. And me and Leanna just nonchalantly went, and you know, I'm horrified of heights. And I was like, because these giant cliffs and all this madness. Same thing, I was in Nepal one time. And guess the roads in Nepal, when I say they're rough, I mean,
worse than Mexico?
Yes, worse than Mexico.
Because I've been Mexico for years.
I've been all over the mountains of Mexico. Yeah, I promise you, and they're bad.
Oh,
bad.
I know. Yeah.
But no, Nepal, there comes a time where you're like, hey, man, this is a rough place. And I can't be, before I had the leisure to mess around with my radio a little bit, I could change the channel if I wanted to. I might actually look over at my phone and text somebody. You do that in this place, you'll die. You will die. And that's exactly the place that we're entering into right before the return of King Jesus. Yeah. You can't play.
Yeah,
there's too much on the line. And if you're messing it up for everybody else, the Lord might just take you out.
Wow, King Jesus, help us.
Well, it's true. And I want to tell you, man, I fear the Lord. And that's the reason why, guys, I'm telling y'all the truth in this day and just tell you, come out, the Word of God says.
Amen.
Come out from among them. Do not be a part of that mess. Don't. Don't do it. And get yourself consecrated. Amen.
Yeah, Susan Kerr says, you can't take mixture into the altar.
That's a good word.
Good.
It is.
Everybody's
a good
like, amen, pastor, preach it.
Well, say it. Listen, you know what, guys? I want to tell you, I am so full. I am a grace guy. I love people. I love Jesus. I am, hey, live and let live kind of guy. I am very much I can get along with anybody kind of guy. But don't demand that when I step into a field of landmines, that I grab your hand of sin and just go skipping through it thinking that there's not going to be any consequences. And like, no, there is. And I, you know, I watch videos all the time, you know, like all of us do, where somebody will, you know, climb a tower and go, I think it'd be fun just to play with all that electricity. And like, no, you better get consecrated.
Amen.
And you better start taking some things serious because there's a bunch of stuff that you can't see that wants to kill you. It just naturally wants to wipe you out. And then all of a sudden you go, and then you fall off smoking all your way down. And you're like, no, you're not laughing at that point. While you're climbing and you're fooling around, you're laughing. You're thinking, I don't got to take this serious. I mean, come on, then this ain't nothing until you got to take it serious. And then it's too late.
Yeah.
Take this thing serious right now. Get consecrated unto the Lord. If you're not saved, get saved.
Amen.
Cry out to King Jesus. If you are a man or a woman of God and you've had some other kind of lifestyle mm-hmm. that is not a kingdom lifestyle, that is not a Jesus is the King mm-hmm. lifestyle, repent. And that mm-hmm. message of repentance belongs to all of us today. Mm-hmm. If you say that you love Jesus, but you eat at the table of Satan, leave that table. Mm-hmm. If all mm-hmm. your entertainment, man, is sexual and violent and a big, huge mess and blasphemes God, and that's the only part of culture that you know to be a part of, man, repent. Mm-hmm. Repent.
Yes.
And consecrate yourself to the Lord. And get serious about walking with God, because guys, these are dangerous days. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, before this year is over with, I promise you, like I have been prophesying it, guys, this whole world is going to be turned upside down before this year is over with. And you better be ready for this fall. You better be ready for what's coming and say, nope, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to be full of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be a person of Jesus, and no matter what happens or changes in mm-hmm. this world, I'm going on with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Consecrate yourself so that you are not injured in the train wreck mm-hmm. that is coming, because Jesus promised those things would happen mm-hmm. before his imminent and his glorious return.
Amen. Yeah, I keep hearing the Spirit saying you're not alone, and I love that we have a prayer team and you could call. So if you made that decision right now of salvation and you say, Pastor Troy, Rebecca, Connie, I don't know how to do that, well, call us. You could call us at 877-413-088. There is women, there is men that are our intercessors, and they're praying, and they will guide you with that prayer, and you can make that. Yes, salvation is for everyone. So if you're feeling alone or you're feeling sadness, call us at 877-413-088, and we want to pray with you. That we have that there.
I do too. And guys, listen, the phone numbers are growing and growing and growing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many tens of thousands of people call us every month now, but it's growing and growing. And I mean, mm-hmm. I'm about to have to make some changes over there to make room for all the people that are calling, which is great.
It's a great thing.
That is an excellent problem to have. Mm-hmm. If you need a friend, or if you need prayer, if you need some mm-hmm. resources, if you'd like to stand with us, guys, I encourage you guys to call that number, 877-413-0888. I tell you what, we got a few more minutes before Pastor Gerald Knight comes and joins us, and we all go behind the veil talking about crazy stuff that just happened in the nation of Belize. Mm-hmm. And I want to just tell you this. I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. You girls actually saw the pictures.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that we deal with is the knowledge of knowing and understanding. Mm-hmm. See, we tell you about the 11,000 kids that we actually have rescued, which is a really big deal, mm-hmm. and we have. But we don't, you know, you don't know about the guys that we know about that need to be rescued.
Correct.
And you don't know anything about that. There are people that we know that need to be rescued that have not yet been rescued. Mm-hmm. Like, well, why don't you just go rescue them? Well, why don't you support us and stand with us mm-hmm. so that we can hire the people that we got to hire to be able to do that in that different region. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him to sit right here. It's okay.
Sure?
I am sure. No, okay. I don't want you to leave, man. You're welcome to stay right there. Are you telling me the truth? All it takes is money? Yeah. Well, what it takes is it takes brick and mortar homes, and it takes a huge amount. It takes huge groups of people that'll actually put together those homes. Mm-hmm. And then it takes a big team of people that'll take care of them every single day of the week. And then it takes a team of people to go in and to actually rescue the people. And all of that has to be funded. And then you got to walk it all the way through. Guys, I want to encourage you guys to go to odx.tv and stand with us today. We should be there. It is right there. I want you guys to put that up on the screen for me, if you would. How do people partner with us if they want to?
You can, if you want to just give, what you can do is go to odx.tv for online giving. If you want to get prayer, you know, and pray with us, stand with us in prayer, you can call in 877-413-0888. If you like snail mail, then you can just mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
Mm-hmm. All right, friends, listen, we're about to go behind the veil. And when we go behind the veil, that's the place where we go so that we are not censored on all the other social media platforms. ODX actually belongs to us. And if you are stage two or if you are stage three, mm-hmm. I want you to stay right where you're at. because right after this video, I'm going to come right back here and talk to my good friend and one of the pastors in my church, and also happens to be my brother-in-law in the family, right on? And he heads up all of our missions ministries, and we're going to have a cool talk about the nation of Belize and what all that we're actually doing there. We'll go through a bunch of nations, and then we'll actually be receiving questions. So get ready for your questions and those kinds of things at odx.tv. For everybody else, guys, I want to show you a video, and then I'm going to say bye, and then I want to encourage you guys to join me again here tomorrow at this same exact time, as we have Brother Ali is going to be with us, and it's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy cool. Now, friends, I love you so much. Watch this.